The president of the Chicopee City Council and a former police officer turned high school vice principal will face off for mayor of the second largest city in western Massachusetts. Voters went to the polls Tuesday to decide the first mayoral preliminary contest in Chicopee in 20 years. With the ballot set for the election in November, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Matt Safransky, editor-in-chief of Western Mass Politics and Insight.
Well, John View is the city council president, and he has been generally identified as an ally of Mayor Richard Cose's, the outgoing mayor. And to a certain extent, he's kind of built his campaign on the idea that Chicopee is doing well, and I'm going to keep working in the same general direction. Issues like, for example, dealing with wastewater, sewer services, et cetera. Things that, you know, Cose just didn't have a chance to complete that he, you know, wants to focus on. It's different than Cose, but a lot of it is, you know, working on Cose's foundation. More of that, by comparison, is basically trying to scratch the itch of, things are not as good as Cose and View have said. And we need to have real change in the city. There's been a lot of concerns about how the city rolled out its new trash program, a feeling that taxes have gone up and services have not improved as a result. And also, you know, there was a long-running issue with the teachers' contract in Chicopee. And I think that there's also a sense among many city employees, many of whom are city residents, that, you know, they're just not being treated as well as they could be or should be. And I think Morissette's trying to reach out to that general unrest. And it takes many forms, but it got him past the preliminary, too.
Someone who didn't make it past the preliminary, former Mayor Mike Bissonnette, finished third. So after 8 years as mayor, starting in 2013, Bissonnette has now seen three consecutive losses at the polls. Is this the end of his political career?
At this point, I'm not sure that he has the oomph to be able to get across the finish line anymore. And I think, you know, it's hard to really judge in my mind, like, whether it's because people thought he was necessarily a bad mayor or the city was in a bad condition. Certainly he was campaigning on the idea that the city was in good shape when I was mayor. But there was also, at the time, a sense that, you know, city politics and the general air around City Hall was much more tense when he was mayor. There was a lot of strife between him and the council. He indicated to me that, it's a totally new council now than it was when he was mayor, and it could have been different, and maybe it might have been, but I guess voters weren't willing to give him that chance.
You wrote an article earlier this week in which you noted that the demographic shifts that have happened over the last decades in western Massachusetts have resulted in electoral successes for minorities in both Springfield and Holyoke, at least at the city council and school committee levels, have not been seen in Chicopee. Is that still the case from what happened with the preliminary yesterday?
Well, there's not a whole lot of data from that. There was a preliminary in Ward 3. That was the only other preliminary besides mayor, where Queen Fernando lost out to two other candidates, Lucien Galecki and Scott Maziarz. My understanding is that Fernando is thinking about or planning a write-in campaign nonetheless, saying that he really didn't have a chance to get started because he started running at the very last minute. That kind of, you know, complicates reading too much into what happened in that race. That said, I think we will see a little bit more of an opportunity to measure the interest in or the capacity of some candidates of color, and as well women. I think there's a lot more women running this time around outside of school committee. As was pointed out to me, and this is not my article, but by somebody else, that, you know, is something kind of stereotypical and sexist about the fact that women are successful in school committee and not anywhere else in city government. I think that's also a factor that we're going to have to watch. It's going to take a little bit longer, I think, for there to be a broader shift for candidates of color, though, because they just don't have the concentration in specific wards the way that you see in Holyoke and Springfield.